Now, many persons have described you as one of the cleanest reggae singers since the Bob Marley era, and many of your music has not only been described as conscious, but anti-domestic, which abuse in terms of a number of women in Guyana has been going through a number of abuse. You've spoken a lot of love in your music. Can you tell us what's the genesis for your music taking a certain pattern?
To be honest, it's just how I grew up, you know. I understand. I'm used to that life, and you know, I grew up seeing my parents in a certain way. And I mean, ever since I was born, they were married. I never saw them fight, you know. So I grew up with that, you know. So when we sing songs about love, it's really love. It's coming from a true place. You understand? I don't sing songs about, you know, women in a derogatory way because I don't see it like that. And I mean, and my life is like a reflection of my music. So at the end of the day, I don't sing about the gun culture. I don't sing about the abuse culture. I don't sing about females in a certain way because that's not the type of person I am. You know, so my music is something that represents Christopher Martin on a wider scale. You know, so we just keep it clean and we keep it real. So everybody in our soul can look forward to listening to a Christopher Martin track. And at the end of the day, you know, if you're in your car or in your house or you're on your way to church, you know, you can listen to Christopher. Yeah, man.
In one of your songs, you spoke about your father and the important role your father has been playing in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And you've said thank God for your father. You want to tell us about how important you feel fathers are in homes and how important it was for your father in your home?
Yes, man. Fathers inside of homes are very important. And I'm, you know, so you need that male figure. You need that sense of protection, you know, a sense of knowing that someone is there for you, you know. You need that figure around, especially for a young man or a young woman. You understand, they need that stability, you know. So for me, I'm now a father. I have two little girls, so I feel like 5 years old. You understand? Yeah. So for me, you know, I feel like I have to be a very big part of their life, especially with how fast paced today's world is with all the social media networks that are available right now. Everything is like right at their fingertips, you understand? So I feel like a father should be there to guide and protect their child throughout the early stages in their life, where, you know, certain things can sway them very easily, you understand? They need that figure, they need that strength and that support, that stern kind of leadership. So, you know, a father inside of a home is very, 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 very important. So, you know, I feel like they should never take it for granted. You know, anybody can, you know, as we'd say, give sperm. You understand? But it doesn't take.
Yeah. Last two quick questions. What are your plans for the rest of the year? And what is your advice to young artists coming up who wants to make it? We know that you came through the Rising Star competition, mm-hmm. and you have now made it internationally. What advice would you give to young people?
I would tell them that if they really believe in their talent, they should go for it. You understand? And you know, music is an art form, you know, and the music business is like a big marketplace. So I would never knock someone if they feel like they want to sing about guns or they want to sing about lewd lyrics. At the end of the day, that shouldn't be what they sing about in entirety, you understand? Because, you know, not everybody can be singing about love and peace, you understand? There's a lot of different sides to the world, you understand? But at the end of the day, I don't feel like that is all they have to do to make it. You know, if they really believe in themselves, put your best foot forward. You understand? And have a solid structure around it. People can get constructive criticism. Not everything that you say or not everything that you do should be right. You know, you have to have people who can tell you that this is a better route. If you try this way, this will work. You know, you can't just have yes men around you. You understand what I mean? So put the Almighty first, put your best foot forward and just go for your goal.